Well, good morning. Thank you for the introduction. Today I'm going to talk about weed management strategy, coupling conservation tillage, Roundup Ready Flex cotton system with cereal cover crops. Conservation tillage has really become widespread in the last 10 or 12 years in the southeastern United States due to the introduction of Roundup Ready and Liberty Link technologies, and also in the last 4 or 5 years due to rising fuel prices. Conservation tillage reduces natural resource and soil degradation, and it's a practical alternative to tillage with environmental and economic benefits, especially when diesel's $4 or $5 a gallon. Coupled with conservation tillage, cover crops can be used for weed management. Cover crops provide physical weed suppression, potential allelopathic effects, reduced erosion, and reduced runoff and nutrient loss. The objective of our study was to determine the weed control benefits of cereal and wheat, or cereal and mustard cover crops in a Roundup Ready Flex cotton system. Materials and methods. This was a 2-year study conducted at the Lawnman Cotton Research Station at Marianna, Arkansas, on a Callaway silt loam soil. The first year was planted October 24th, 2006. The second year was planted November 1st, 2007. The cotton we used was a short staple cotton, Stoneville 4554, Bulgar 2 Roundup Ready Flex. It's a split plot design. We had 40-foot plots and 4 reps. The cover crops we used were wheat, rye, turnip, and caliente. And caliente is a mixture of canola and mustard. Coupled with our cover crops, we used 5 herbicide programs. Our first herbicide program included a pre-emergence application of dual magnum and cotteran, followed by a 4-node application of Roundup Power Max plus staple, followed by an 8-node application of Roundup Power Max alone. Then we had our post-directed lay-by application of Valor MSMA and crop oil concentrate, or Induce. Program 2, we started out at the 1-node stage with Roundup Power Max alone, followed by a 4-node application of Roundup Power Max plus staple, followed by Power Max alone, and then with our post-directed lay-bys. Program 3, started out with Roundup Power Max plus staple at the 4-node stage, followed by Roundup Power Max alone at the 8-node stage, and then followed again by our post-directed lay-bys. Our fourth herbicide program started at the 1-node stage with Roundup Power Max plus dual magnum, at the 8-node stage, followed by the 8-node stage with Roundup Power Max, and then again with our post-directed lay-by application. And we have a fifth program, but it was just the untreated chicks. The weeds assessed were 2 broadleaves and 2 grasses, Palmer amaranth, pitted morning glory, goosegrass, and barnyard grass. For results and discussion, these results are the end of the season, taken 4 weeks after lay-by application. I'm going to cover the broadleaves first. Palmer amaranth and pitted morning glory, we didn't have any interaction between cover crop and herbicide program, so I'm showing the data separately. Palmer amaranth control varied between 72 and 81% with an LSD of 10.6. None of these were significantly different. This is Palmer amaranth control by herbicide program. And this ranged between 88 and maybe 92 with LSD of 7.4. We didn't see any significant difference between control with just the herbicide programs. We did get some control with our fifth program, but that was just from the cover crops. For pitted morning glory control, this is again with the cover crop control only. With the LSD of 10.1, it ranged between 81 and 89. There's no significant difference between the cover crops. And with pitted morning glory control by herbicide program, again, the situation is the same, only we got a little bit higher to 100% control with our herbicide programs than we did with Palmer amaranth, but still not significant between the programs. I got some pictures of our cover crops. This at varying stages through the season. This is early in March. We have, this is our no cover. And see how we left it fallow, there's the weed population that we have. This is our wheat and rye, wheat on the left and rye on the right. We had very good stands and got very good coverage from our cover crops. This is the Caliente, again, we got a very good stand from it. And this is taken at planting. You can see how this is the turnip. We got very good coverage from it. You can see a little bit of grass and other weeds beginning to emerge though. Next, I'm going to talk about our grasses. We had a significant interaction between herbicide program and cover crops. But the point I really want to make, we had percent control on the y-axis, our programs on the x-axis, and each colored column indicates a separate cover crop. But what I really want to point out is that with no cover here in this light blue bar, we got the highest percent control when there was no cover crop. Really across the board, except for maybe rye. We got good control with it for barnyard grass. What we really did see here was turnip across the board showed the lowest control, maybe not always significant, but numerically lower. And on program four, for some reason, we have wheat being the lowest, or given the lowest control at 67%. Same story is true for goosegrass. We did get numerically higher control. We have better control with rye and with no cover. But again with turnip, we do have numerically lower control, generally speaking, except for program two. And then again, wheat offering the lowest control in program four for some reason. All that translates into our seed cotton yield. We have yield on the y-axis. Our herbicide programs on the x-axis. We didn't have very good barnyard grass or goosegrass control with turnip, and it's evident with our seed cotton yield throughout each program. Really, the take-home here is we got the best yield out of programs where we just used herbicide and no cover crop. But the next probably being rye, we got very good control with rye as well. So in summary, no cover crop by herbicide interaction effect was found with pitted morning glory or Palmer amaranth, but there was some with our grasses. And grass control was no better and sometimes worse when cover crops were used. And this could be a contact issue, maybe with herbicide not being able to contact the weeds, or could be an allelopathic issue as well. And that's where we saw that this seed cotton yield was significantly reduced when all herbicide programs were coupled with turnip, except maybe program three that wasn't significantly different. But that's possibly due to allelopathic effects as well. But we did see the best yield when herbicide programs were coupled with no cover crop. So with that, I'll take any questions.
We have time for questions.
Yes, sir. You have to repeat the question.
What stage did you terminate
your cover crop? We terminated them before planting. Sorry. We terminated before planting.
Growth stage.
Oh, what growth stage did we terminate the cover crop?
Right.
No idea. I don't remember what growth stage it was. They were flowering.
They had all
Okay. Okay. You know the questions. We didn't measure any cotton growth. We did take cover crop biomass and all that, but we didn't actually go in to seeing if there were actually allelopathic effects, but we suspect that's what it was.
Okay.